This is Al Porter on Today FM. Okay, well, it is time now for Something to Say About Sport, which is our Bluffer's Guide to Sport Weekly with Philip Egan. And as you may or may not know, I know very little about sport. However, for those of us, men and women, who know nothing, this week of all weeks would have been a horrendous week to know nothing about the sport, given that everybody was yapping on about that game that happened on Tuesday. Maybe you can shed some light on it for me. Philip Egan, how are you?
It's been a tough week, Al.
Would you all get over it? It's not that important.
Come on. We wanted to go to a World Cup. Haven't been to a World Cup since 2002.
Really?
Yeah.
I was in school. That was Saipan.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I remember that. I had just made my first Holy Communion.
Oh, my God. I feel so old.
Does that make you feel old?
I was in Greece for the summer party and I was on an island.
Was that the time that Roy Keane did the kind of, oh, I'm leaving, this is crap?
Yeah, and remember. Yeah, I was kind of glad it was
Mick McCarthy and
Mick. Yeah, so that's the last time we were at a World Cup. It was all set up on Tuesday. There was so much optimism and hope, and then the Danes came and beat us 5-1.
It's a lot. I was in the car with my boyfriend, and I remember him saying, "Oh, what's the kind of highest? What kind of regularly is the highest like amount of goals that people would get in a match?" And I was like, oh, I don't know, like probably like 5.
It was just horrible.
Well, this is my Bluffer's Guide. So what am I supposed to say to people if they go, oh, did you see the match on Tuesday? Which I didn't, by the way, because I've no interest.
Okay, well, you just say, who saw that coming?
Who saw that coming?
Like, who saw us losing 5-1 to Denmark? And then you just say, well, the difference between the two sides was one player in particular.
Yeah.
Called Christian Eriksen.
Christian Eriksen, who sounds like a Samsung phone.
Exactly. Okay.
Eriksen 2.5 or 32.
So you'll be able to remember that. And he was, people talked about him before the game, actually. He's the best Irish player. He's the Danish player that scored 3 goals.
Yeah. Yeah. What age is he?
He's 25.
Oh my God.
He scored most of their, like almost half of their goals in the campaign. So
He's going to be a millionaire.
He already is.
That's sad, isn't it?
And he's back playing tomorrow.
Why? What's happening tomorrow then?
So Arsenal are playing Tottenham and Christian Eriksen plays for Tottenham. This is the North London derby.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, I thought a derby was to do with cars. I'm honestly not being an idiot here.
No, they say if two clubs from Dublin are playing, it's known as a Dublin derby.
Why?
Because you've got two clubs from the same area. So it's known as a derby. Like the Liverpool play Everton, it's known as the Merseyside derby.
What's a roller derby?
That's when you're on roller skates, isn't it? Or roller blades. But in my day, it was roller skates.
Is that the more common use of the word derby?
Derby O'Gill.
And the little people.
Yeah. Seamus Darby used to play for Offaly.
So that's the Premier League. And then...
Christian Eriksen playing. That's the big game anyway. That's on Premier League Live tomorrow as well.
And what's happening in... Something's happening in Australia. They're playing rugby.
They're playing international rules, right? Whereas the guys that play Aussie rules and our GAA players play this hybrid game where it's almost like a compromise.
Stop. Between hurling and rugby?
No. Gaelic football.
What are you laughing at? I'm being serious.
This is Gaelic football.
Yeah.
And Australians rules football.
And what's Australians rules football? That's like soccer.
It's actually they use a ball which is similar enough to a rugby ball.
But why can't you all just decide on what game you want to play?
Well, this was something that was
straight
done.
People, I mean. Sorry, I'm joking.
This was something that was done in the 80s. They said, do you know what? We'll see, can we kind of mesh a game together and have the best in Australia go up against the best in Ireland?
So what happens?
The rules from both games are kind of put together. There's certain things that you can do in the Aussie rules game, which will apply tomorrow morning on the pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And the same at Gaelic football. They actually use a round ball.
That's in our favour.
That's in our favour. But what things that would be in the Australians' favour is they're all professional athletes. So
that's so brilliant.
They tend.
Right, that just sums up Irish sportsmanship right there. So the ball is round, which is in our favour, because we're very used to that. Now, in their favour is the fact that they're all professional athletes. Philip Egan, you're doing your own radio programme tomorrow, one assumes.
Yeah, as I said, the Arsenal and Tottenham game is one of two games, and then we've Liverpool and Southampton as well.
Right, okay, thanks, Phil. Say goodbye.
Oh, bye.
This is Al Porter on Today FM.